Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are on the countdown coming to the beginning of the Affordable Health Care Act. And our current president, President Barack Obama, is, they're saying, has the lowest popularity rate in regards to the polls since Nixon. I guess he's only second to Nixon.
Wow.
But the whole thing is, we want to talk about today a little bit about Alinsky tactics. We want to talk a little bit about what's really, what I believe the Lord is showing me that's going on, and how important it is to pray and to be wise and not to be the crowd. I mean, there was Ann Coulter, who I don't agree with a lot of things she says. I did agree with her title and her premise to a book that she had wrote, because it's true, and it's called The Mob. Mm-hmm. And Alinsky, Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals, and we talked about that, you know, organizers of the night and organizer of the day, which is Jesus, by the way. It's called Mob, and she uses the analogy that this has always been. I mean, it's always been that way. I mean, even with Nimrod, you know, he was using a mob to build, you know, a vision mm-hmm. for Tower to Heaven, as we talked about Neil Postman yesterday. That now technology is saying we can reach heaven with technology, which, you know, it has. The heavens. And so what's really going on? We're being organized, but it's not nothing unique. I mean, it's something that's always, everybody's always tried to organize. As a matter of fact, it started, the methodology started in heaven when mm-hmm. Lucifer organized a third of the angels.
Right.
And he thought he had it all figured out. Just like the by the way, the 10 kings in the very end of all times, they're going to think they have it all figured out, and they're going to turn over the authority, the final piece of authority of the earth that the enemy's been fighting for since the garden, you know, from man. They're going to turn it over in Lucifer, which he tried to get it from Jesus, you know, and promised him things like stimulus, affordable health care acts, and power, splendor, and all that. And we're going to talk about that. And he said no. Jesus said no, but a lot of people today are saying yes. And when they finally turn over, when the last part of authority on this earth, outside of those who are following Jesus, turns over their keys to this beast, he will have an administration that will last for 60 seconds, 60 minutes, for 1 hour, and then the end will come. And it's like, don't you understand, for you to take this, it's going to end everything? Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you hear people talking about, you know, we're going to talk about the mark, you know, the beast. You know, the Lord spoke to me as I was revealing, and he was revealing to me. I'm just sharing what he's revealing to me about the Alinsky methodologies, and it's just Lucifer techniques. It's carnal, fleshly techniques that even Korah was using against Moses, and Lucifer was using against God. And many spouses use against a spouse, and children mm-hmm. use against parents, and yada, yada. And in that, here we are today in the context of we're being organized. It's being organized, and the mob mentality we're going to be talking about is, you think, well, I'm not going to ever be a part of a mob. Yeah, I'm actually and the biggest parts of mobs are the ones who remain silent. Because they're silent, in agreement with mm-hmm. the mob. They say, "Well, I don't necessarily like them, but I like their goal." And it's like, "Well, that's why they're mobbing up to meet their goal." And so I think the greatest evil of all is when good people remain silent. It's what Dr. King, mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Jr. said. And so you think about it, that even at the time when Jesus was being God, Emmanuel, was being put on the steps of some man-made platform mm-hmm. by a true arouser of evil, a murderer, Barabbas. Mm. And this politician was trying to be political and do it in a political way. He said, just do what's right. His wife came and told him, says, listen, you need to do what's right. Mm. I was tormented in my sleep last night because of your political decisions.
That's all right.
All right?
Seriously, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and so he said, get away from me, woman. And that was the voice of the Lord warning him in the context of that. Either way, the people said, he says, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to free this one or free Jesus? And the mob, a mob mentality, had a few organizers in that mob, just a few organizers in there. Hmm. And so they started saying, we got to come up with a slogan. We got to come up with a theme. We got to go read Rules for Radicals and figure out how to organize some folks. And they can't last long in a theme, so you got to change themes continually. Then you have to build a narrative. You have to build a narrative because it has to be something that can relate to them and you and then your stories together. And then, but this, the one goal is for you to say this, crucify him. That's the goal. All this other narrative stuff and buying in and short times of attention span and polarization. And they polarized God's people from Jesus and began to say, you know, free Barabbas, free Barabbas, free Barabbas. And it starts with one person, you know, in a flowing robe. I'm here because the Lord has called me here. And because they were in the name of God doing this.
Right.
Using government to fulfill their government, Lucifer's government's evil will, even though they claim to be in God's government, by the way. And they're basically saying, kill God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing we want to talk about today, because I am seeing you organized. I'm watching you organized like cattle with a new gate. And I want to encourage you, you can't do this, because at the some point, you'll find yourself saying, free Barabbas, crucify him. I know it doesn't make sense, but who would ever thought that all of a sudden when they got the chant going in the crowd in front of Jesus, Emmanuel, the Son of God, the love of God, the epicenter of all time, that they were going to sit here and say, let his blood be on our head. I mean, they got so worked up about what these guys, these religious dudes started. Not only did they say, crucify him, like, and he did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he even told him, listen, we just trialed him. This guy hasn't done anything at all. This is really your issue. This is not the government's issue. And you're just using us. No. And so in that, they end up saying, let his blood be on our head. Not only did they work him up in such a frenzy, the whole crowd started saying, crucify him. And prior to these organizers doing this, and there are good organizers. I'm talking about organizers in general, but this is evil, by the way. Organizing against God and his ways and his commandments and his will for mankind and against, it's evil. And by the way, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was total the antithesis of this. He stood for God. He stood for country. And he didn't leave outside of either's law. And he is a one to be imitated as an American. I believe, not obviously a Christian minister, but I'm an apostle. And we can look back on Dr. King's life and ministry and find out that, you know, that's how we got to respond to what's going on. So when evil organizes, do not organize, but organize under the organizer, Jesus. And so that's what I want to talk about, because today now everybody, you see the very ones that supported our president are now turning in the polls against him. And it's like, you're just buying into this whole, it has nothing to do with this. Pray for the president. Don't talk negative about him. I mean, you can talk about policies and procedures, but don't buy into this, because you're being polarized. Because the ultimate goal, it's not Obamacare. It's not Affordable Health Care Act. They call it AHC now or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually OPM.
Mm.
This is what people are really voting for. OPM insurance. Not opium, but OPM. This is the whole thing. And which means, if you really think this is some kind of political accomplishment that you and your little campaigns have done to come against, you know, what's going on, you're just being organized. Because OPM stands for other people's money. The reason why that people were buying into it, they thought that they could be taken care of without them contributing anything to it at all.
That's right.
And the only reason people are turning against it, the 51% or whatever, is because they found out you got to have to do something. You got to pay something in. Which means now, what's sitting on the edge, the precipice of this whole You got to organize. You got to polarize to organize, to create the tensions, to create the struggle. And then when it gets so fearful and that type of thing, then people, he says, that's when you depolarize and you settle. Mm-hmm. And this is the settlement. It's been in the beginning. There has been nothing in hiding at all. Everybody's just kind of just speaks this stuff. This is what T.D. Jakes says. If you quit telling people what they are, they'll show you what they
are. That's right.
And this current leadership, they have never said anything other from the very beginning. They just found out this is the way we got to go to it. And this is what we're going to talk about in today's program, the first program. We've got four programs back to back. Is single-payer plan. That's, and nobody really, what does that really mean? Who is the single? Does it mean me as a single person is going to pay it? Or does it mean OPM insurance? If it's OPM, I'm all for it. I don't care how it comes.
That's right.
As long as it's OPM. Mm-hmm. OPM insurance. And that's what we're going to talk about. And everybody's about to say, let the blood of OPM be on our head. You know, let the single payer plan be on our head. You know, crucify whatever we were doing with this Affordable Health Care Act. Crucify a website. You know, kill all these other concepts of policy. And we'll just sweep in here. Now that we polarized you, we talked about you're going to have to kill your children if you're a Christian. Now you got to take the pill. You got to pay for the pill. All this kind of stuff. And also we're like, here we are to the rescue. Mm-hmm. And they're going to come in and say, now, what I told you when I was running for office as a senator, I said, I believe in a single payer plan. Mm. And I'll get there ever have to get there. It's going to take me time, but I'm going to get there. And what does that mean? We're going to talk about that. It's going to be really surprised. And as a Christian, we got to find out what is a godly perspective of a single-payer health plan? So we're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act and being organized. And the segment on the VFN Torch is called Children of the Day versus Children of the Night. And it's about organizing. And organizing is a beautiful thing. But think about it if the military wasn't organized. Think about it if your family wasn't organized. Oh, maybe it's not. Imagine if being organized. Imagine if your marriage was organized. Imagine if your business was organized or not. I mean, it's so important. It's not, organization's not wrong. It's the purpose and the motive and the goal and the vision. And so what's happening here, we're being organized. I mean, that's what's happening. We have brought leaders into the administration. President Barack Obama, he was an organizer. He still is an organizer. It's like say he was a doctor. It's like he's still a doctor. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he has those skills. As a matter of fact, according to the Chicago Tribune, which you can see on the VFN Torch, and hopefully there's a related article that just kind of sources this out so you know it, that he taught it for 4 years. He taught mm-hmm. the Rules for Radicals for 4 years, a book dedicated to Lucifer, by the way. Because he was the first. Mm-hmm. And the author said he was the first to That's do right. this. And former Secretary of State, future candidate for President of the United States, Hillary Clinton, she wrote a thesis on it. And these are in other words, this is what Lucifer found out in heaven. Right before he was cast from heaven for doing it. Hey, I was able to organize against God. Mm. I mean, up until the point that Korah went down to the crack of the earth for organizing against Moses, he really thought he was doing something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the freaky thing about this is because you can really think you're accomplishing something, but you don't realize the ground's about to crack under your feet. You're organizing mm-hmm. against God.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, you can get your way, but you're actually, for a limited amount of time, maybe an hour, maybe a year. And so what's happening right now, we're being organized, and it has nothing to do with causing churches or ministries to purchase the birth control pill for an insurance policy, or not the birth control pill, but an abortion pill, mm-hmm. or birth control of the Catholic Church. And it has nothing to do with it. They changed the whole argument. Because if you would have listened to it, and you still can listen to Children of the Day versus Children of the Night, and each tactic, one of the tactics is keep changing your argument, keep changing your viewpoint, keep changing your narrative. And if this doesn't work, change another one. Change another one. And we've seen a chameleon. But really, it's been organized. He's it appears to be very good at what he's done. And Hillary's so good at it, Hillary Clinton, that they sealed her paper. It's sealed to this day. We still cannot find.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're looking for the Ark of the Covenant and her term paper at university. Right? It's sealed. Yeah. You can find out about that on the VFN Torch. So we're being organized. And so, you know, you have to understand what the original intent is, and the original intent was spoke openly of in the very beginning. A single-payer plan, which means, what does that mean? This is what it means. You make money, You give it to the government. That's one payment. And then they deal it out. Now, if you go back and study history, I don't know, a couple hours ago, that's called slavery. That's called slavery. We got you a nice place out here. We're going to provide for you a bed, four squares and a meal, or the military. And we're going to take care of your health care. We're going to take care of your food. And this is so important because understand, and I can't get to the scriptures, Luke chapter 4. This is what Lucifer's always done. Lucifer was doing this to Jesus. He said, listen, I will give you the splendor, the authority, and the glory. I will give you all this. So I got a stimulus package for you, Jesus. But you first got to worship me. You have to say yes to this. And of course, Jesus says, no, you can't do this. But understand that what's happening at this very moment, and according to some of the things the Lord has shown us, is we stand on the border of, are we going to be enslaved or not?
Mm-hmm.
One of the interviews of then Senator Barack Obama was, he thinks the tax should be at 100%. When you hear about redistribution of wealth, you know, because of our arrogance in America, we actually think he's talking about redistributing around the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
Or we think about he's redistributing it around the nationalities or the ethnicities of our diversity. But seeing we're only 5% of the world and we're watching what he's doing, I mean, he's writing checks to Brazil. He's writing checks to, I mean, this is God humbling a nation. We are physically, tangibly, militarily, financially, morally being redistributed around the world right now. And at the same time, we have all this stuff rising up in the world. And we talked about it yesterday. I mean, debt, if it was debt was seconds, if you had to pay time off, it'd be like 554,000 years to pay off for $17 trillion or 17 trillion seconds to pay it back. Well, right now with Obamacare, they're actually going to switch suddenly. And you're going to watch this. And they're going to come into a rescue, and they're going to say, we'll resolve all this. Look at you. You're all flustered and stuff. I mean, you're talking about it all the time. They got you worried that you're not going to get an MRI. They got you worried your Social Security is going to go. They got you worried you're not going to be able to get that med that you got to have to lower your cholesterol that keeps you alive. And as I was telling a man the other day, we were in a meeting, he was just like, I don't care if I die. I just want to make sure I do what God's called me
That's
to do.
Right.
I mean, come on, Christians. We were not supposed to be. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and they feared not their life unto death. I'm not saying don't take your meds or something, but understand God loves you. We've never seen the righteous, you know, begging for bread, right?
That's right.
That we just got to follow God, and God will provide. It might not be the way you want it to be. And we're going to continue this conversation because I'm going to talk about what was just said. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, and the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and the healthcare program are all merging together now. Technology,
wow.
The regulation of medication and medicine, and the medical healthcare is coming together. Get ready. The organized effort is around the corner, and they're going to sweep in, and you don't want to be in part of the crowd that says, let the blood of this nation be on our head and just throw it away and say, crucify America as original intent. We have so much more to share with you. Don't forget, we're four programs back to back. We got to focus on this because in just a few days, you've got to register or you're going to be fined or you're going to be in trouble. And we're talking today about the Affordable Health Care Act. It's so important because we have a few days away, according to the present law that's been established, that you have to do something. You have to do something. And if you don't do this, then according to what we're hearing, we're going to play a less than three minute whiteboard. You know, this is what was originally on the White House website, was explaining what Obamacare means, what you need to do, or affordable health care means. But we're talking about, you know, what's really going on here? I mean, what's really happening? Because as Christians, you know, we want to be able to have the right perspective, because if somebody says they want to help somebody who's sick, and you grab a billboard and you run down the street going, this is evil, without any explanation, you're being used by the evil one. Because, I mean, either way, if you don't explain that motive, the enemy's going to use that as evil because you're going to look evil. because this woman is having open heart surgery. She doesn't have money. She doesn't have all the things that possibly you have. She doesn't have an insurance. And you're walking down the street with a billboard denying her health. That just don't work. That dog don't hunt, as they say in Alabama. That dog don't hunt. And with God, it doesn't hunt, because he says, when I was sick, your response to me determined on how, what your destiny is going to be. And so we have, hopefully there's a lot, all of our segments are tied together in this, so you can listen to everything. We have a long conversation over this. And one was, it, maybe God is doing by force what we as the church wouldn't do by choice, because 97% of the church, according to George Barna, is robbing from God. You know they're not building hospitals anymore, type thing. And so so what's really going on? Because the popularity rate, and that's what we're talking about today, the healthcare, because you got a couple days away before you're going to have to register and potentially be fined, or there's people right now that, I mean, there's like, I don't know, 75 people that have registered or whatever it is. And we try not to talk about all that because it's just sickening. I don't watch any of those news sources. Like, get off of it already. You're being organized. And, but the whole thing is what, head of the healthcare,
Kathleen Sebelius,
she said that, but most of these folks haven't paid any money yet. So they just registered and got everything set up, but they have to pay by January 1st to be covered.
You gotta pay money.
You gotta pay money. And this is the shocker, because, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, this is Obamacare, and that's pretty cool because the president, you know, that's when they have legislation like that, they kind of put their name on it, unless it's a negative thing. And then, but really, truly, it's called the Affordable Health Care Act. And that's about as far as our legislatures got based on their own testimonies, because they didn't even read it.
Mm.
And the question you have to ask yourself, why would you pass a bill before you read it? And most bills are not read by the legislator person themselves, but they have a staff who reads it. But they didn't want to read it. They wanted to publicly tell everybody the storm that's coming. We didn't know it was there. We just needed to pass it before we could read it. And that's an important part of organizing, because you got to have the deniability when the polarization kicks in, when the conflict kicks in, when the fear kicks in, and they're going to say, oh, I didn't realize that it was this kind of policy you couldn't have. Or if you make changes, any changes at all, in your present healthcare, then you get defaulted to the Affordable Health Care Act. But this is what I want to talk about. It has nothing to do with all that. And this is the reason why I haven't been talking about it, is because enough people are. But secondly is, we're being organized. We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics, tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years in practice in his life, but he taught them for 4 years. His mentor was Saul Alinsky. Wrote a book, Rules for Radicals, which was dedicated to Lucifer. Mm. And you can see this. We have an entire part-by-part piece of the 13 tactics that are used for organizing, and the dark side and the light side about it. And it's called Children of the Day versus Children of the Night. And but what I just saw this weekend, as I was watching a conference take place in Washington, D.C., the most exciting thing that you could see in your life is you know, federal folks come together and talk. You start thinking, why did you choose that job? Why are you doing that? And why are you still standing in front of the camera now?
Right.
So I'm sitting intently on the edge of my seat watching C-SPAN, as I do. I'm sure you're all with me. Oh, we got to get together and have like a watching party, you know, of C-SPAN.
I enjoy it.
I can't wait.
I refer the answer to the, I refer the gentleman to the answer I gave some moments ago. That's Parliament. Anyway, so it's a brilliant way, right? So this is what I saw. Understand, it has nothing to, I'm just telling you what I feel the Lord's revealed to me. It has nothing to do with what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with you paying more money or paying less money or having this kind of doctor or that kind of doctor, or you having to buy this pill for your employees that will kill their child, or... I mean, I really believe we may be getting into the area God is actually confronting the church, who's been killing children before there was still just a thought in their own mind and God's heart, called birth control. Not going to go there, but I'm kind of sensing if the church is going to fight against the abortion pill that happens a day after pregnancy, how are they going to fight with God about the pill that stopped the pregnancy 2 days before the pregnancy? You know what I'm saying? It's like, uh-oh, we're getting close. I don't know. But I know what happened when Sanger came out with this DNA type purification of the race and all that kind of stuff that she was doing, the evil stuff, who invented the, who pushed the abortion pill or the birth control pill, and what it did to our society. I'm just saying, but it's the argument's not about that anyway. The argument's about, the argument is about all this other stuff. This is what's really going on. They are wanting to go, the people who selected this current leadership, and it's a lot of leadership, it's a lot of people, there's a lot of czars, the president, cabinet, all these folks. They're wanting to go to single-payer plan. They're wanting to get it totally outside of, and this is the way it is right now. You can, you know, all of a sudden you say, what do you want to be, what do you want to be for a living? And somebody says, I want to be a doctor. And the parents go, oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they take their first math class. You're going like, okay, you're going to be a carpenter. Anyway, nothing against carpenters. Like, you're not going to do surgery with those kind of algebra skills. And so the idea is you can choose your profession that you want to choose, and you can work hard at it, and you get blessed if you work hard, and if you do things wrong, they remove you from it, and all that kind of stuff. Well, they're taking that away. This is their goal, is to saying, listen, we want... This is what I sense, a system established where we determine what doctors do, what doctors provide, what hospitals do, and the hospitals that we want to provide. We want to control one third of the economy, because what we foresee is the baby boomers are getting older. This is going to crash us. We need to manage this. And besides, whoever controls the money controls the destiny. And if you control the gross national product, then you as the government, as the king, you know, you can actually determine what happens to this nation. You're looking at somebody who's saying, listen, I'll give you splendor. I'll give you glory. I'll give you all this, you know, if you will just bow down and give me the economy. That's what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what's happening. And people, since it's not about Obamacare, it's not about if the Affordable Health Care Act, the initials that you should use is OPM. This is the policy people voted for. They voted for OPM insurance, not opium, the drug. They voted for other people's money insurance, OPM.
Mm.
And so what they're finding out, and the reason why our president's, according to the reports, is going low in the polls is because the people that voted for OPM insurance, not opium, other people's money, OPM, they're finding out it's going to take some of their monies. So I guess it would be my money policy. So that would be what? MMP insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know. I thought it was OPM, but it's MMP insurance. And so they're saying STOP because we don't want to, we never thought we would have to actually pay for something that we used.
Right.
You know, to understand that we are part of the entitlement mentality. And you have parents now with grown children that are in their mid 20s going, you owe me. It's like, you know, it's like, what do you mean, owe you? What do you? What? And it's like the spirit over the land. And this one particular parents of these two children, they're $100,000 in debt because they're paying their kids everything in their 20s. They're paying everything that they have for them in their 20s. And it's just like, and they're asking questions, what should I do? You know, what should I do? Because they're thinking their future is going to be gone.
At 26?
The parents are not going to be able to take care of themselves. And the kids did not, as they were devouring their parents and eating their retirement and eating any future, it didn't cross them. By the way, this is the future. You would have heard about it, and hopefully it's a related link. This is Dr. James Dodson wrote a book, and I wrote it at the beginning of this year, is called Fathering. Got to find out the title. It's Fathering. Fatherhood, I believe it is. But it's basically, they're going to knock you off for your resources. I mean, they're doing it kind of nicely now, the society is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to say, listen, if 20% of the population uses 80% of the medical expenses, some bottom line manager is going to go, let's just knock off the 20%. And then therefore mm-hmm. we can move our money into more other things like more digital devices mm-hmm. and, you know, our new religion. But this is what happened. This is what happened. I don't know how much time we have before the break.
Couple minutes.
This is what just happened in Washington, D.C. on December the 6th, as we're clicking down the days before they're going to tell people you're going to be fined. And it's the stick and the carrot type thing. You know, people are saying, well, haha, we showed them, we didn't register. Well, you have the sticks coming January 1st called being fined and being forced. Because remember, you pay federal taxes, you get it back every year, but all they got to do is just say, well, you don't get it back anymore. So, you know, that device and that car and that thing that you used to get because you got a check that from the government, what they do is they say, we're not going to give it to you this year. We're going to keep it for your insurance. So they already know it's sitting there. I mean, how many young people go, that's my savings account?
Right.
That's when they get their big thing. I got my tax check coming. Like, nah, no more, bro. And so this is what they said in this meeting. And we're going to talk more after the break. The Federal Communications Commission. I mean, think about it. Now, what in the world is a doctor? What is the doctor who says cough, sneeze, checks your blood, you know, and she does all that, or he does all that to you to make sure you're healthy and you're okay, take these meds. Why does the Federal Communications Commission, why is FCC involved in how you are going to receive medical care? And why is the FDA and the FCC in bed together with the new form of medical treatment for Americans? Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back, because we're going to a place. We're going to a place that if we just go, and it's and it, the big thing is you just got to be willing to suffer. You got to be willing to say no. When you read Revelation over and over again, it says this requires patient endurance for the believers. This requires wisdom. This requires wisdom of thought. You can't just flippantly walk through life. You're going to end up taking the mark. You're going to end up bowing down to some economy. And it's not good, no matter what people teach us. If you read what the Word of God says, he says, those that worship the beast and those that take his mark will burn forever. So we got to pay attention. You know, what's going on right here? How do we live our lives free to follow God? We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You just really wouldn't think it's possible. I mean, how could this be? Why would anybody really want to harm us? Why would anybody want to reprogram the way we think? Why would anybody want to fundamentally transform our nation from its original founding fathers' intent as God, as our foundation? Why would anybody want to take over our children's lives? Well, the reason why is because they say a hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. When you train your children up in the way that you want them to go, that's how they'll go. God's called us to train our children in the way they should go. But let's just don't take our word for it. Let's look back at history and see what happened when they found out what Hitler was doing in the very same time with the church trying to de-Christianize a nation. And that's what's happening today in America. You're looking at in every corner and every infeeding of news and media and presentation is to just remove God out of the public arena, to de-Christianize America. But it's just the sins of the past. Listen up.
In 2002, a Jewish law student uncovered a report from the Nuremberg trials in the 1940s. It was compiled by members of the OSS, an American spy agency in World War II. The report was called The Nazi Master Plan, The Persecution of the Christian Churches. And it laid out a step-by-step plan to de-Christianize Germany. Take over the churches from within, using party sympathizers. Discredit, jail, or kill Christian leaders. Re-indoctrinate the congregants. Give them a new faith in Germany's Third Reich.
So where were Germany's Christians in all of this? Most of them were too frightened to protest. But a small remnant of Christians did stand up against the Reich Church. A group of 3,000 Protestants, known as the Confessing Church, openly defied Hitler and paid the price.
Adolf Hitler said, I'll make those damned parsons feel the power of the state in a way they'd never believed possible. If I ever have the slightest suspicion that they're getting dangerous, I will shoot the lot of them.
700 pastors from the Confessing Church were arrested. Many of them were murdered or sent to concentration camps.
There is such a thing as evil, and this man is evil. Hitler has no permanent loyalties. If you cross him, you'll die.
Understand that that is the ultimate goal of adversary Satan, is to steal, kill, and destroy. That actually happened. Removing the knowledge of the Jews and God's people from the land. Concentration camps. That was what the end result was. JJ, listen, we have to pay attention. Jews and Jesus, understand this. The church and the Jews won't end up well if we continue in this direction. De-Christianizing America? Well, we need to stand up like the confessing church did and say, no, no more. As for me and my house, as for me and my city, as for us and our nation, we will be one that acknowledges God.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, and wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessing over your family and over your finances and over your health as we come to a point in this time of the year where we're focusing on the birth of our Lord and our Savior. Joining me, of course, is Pat and John. We're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act. We're in a couple of days now. In a couple of days, there's going to be a requirement from every American citizen, a timeline that you have to fulfill this, or granted, it's really ambivalent in regards to will they actually use the executive branch to enforce it, but this is what it says right now, that you can be fined. You can be fined if you don't sign up for this. And we got a video we're going to show you, a very simple video, and one of our four programs today, four programs back to back, don't miss it. We're continuing this conversation, like what's really going on? And what's going on is, I believe, based on what the Lord is showing me, we're being organized. There's something about our current leadership that they've been up front since day one, but we're just not listening to what they're saying. And when you hear our president stand up and say, we're no longer a Christian nation, that's not complicated. That's what he believes. Mm-hmm. When he said we're no longer a Christian nation, he's not saying, he didn't say we don't have Christians in the nation. He said we're no longer a Christian nation. Somebody says, what does that mean? That means he believes we're no longer a Christian nation anymore. Right. So then you can start understanding why his policies unfold the way they do and why he's realizing if we're a diverse nation of different beliefs, then, hey, we need to befriend the Muslim Brotherhood. We need to defend this whole diversity of what's going on. And then when he says, you know, that I'm a Christian just like you're a Christian, you know, you can be offended or you can pause for a moment and find out if he's a truth bearer. Because if 97% of the church is robbing from God, if 81% don't even read their Bibles, if only 3% actually do what God is talking about in the context of that, and what you're not doing physically, you're doing in your mind and your heart. He's telling the truth. He's just bold about it. We're being confronted with ourselves. Mm. And so what he also said was in the process of coming up, he says, you know, that in regards to taxes, one was that there needs to be a redistribution of wealth, something that's fair. And fair sounds cool if it's fair. And talked about at one point 100% tax. And what that means is 100% tax means this. It's basically what your children would pay if they're living with you. You know what I'm saying? They just live off of you. And so whatever they do or don't do, you're taking care of all of them. With the exception of if you tell your kids, go out and work and earn money and bring it here, and then you take care of the expenses that's happening in the household, then that means your kids are living under 100% tax. Now, if they want to change countries, you know, they can go out, you know. So 100% tax is what you call somebody who's a... And if you're in a nation, you're paying 100% tax. In other words, all your labors go down, and you get paid, but you don't see your paycheck, but you got food, you got shelter, you got medical, and all that. You're looking at somebody who is a slave. That's 100% tax. That's a nice way of saying that I believe America needs to be, in my perspective, is to be enslaved. And some of the things God has shown me, he's shown me America in chains. I mean, I've seen so many things, can't even say it because it could freak you out. But understand it, just like the Word of God says, it is how God says it is. And most nations don't make it past 200 years, by the way. And we're well overdue for what happens in the context of typical traditional responses and how nations turn in on themselves around 200-year mark. And it looks like it's happening in front of our faces. Mm-hmm. And we have so many things we talked about where the Constitution literally was thrown off my office wall and shattered to pieces. And Israel was dropped twice. And so what is going on here? Well, we're being organized. That's what's happening. We're being organized. And this is one thing the president said on his journey. And he was selected, like his pastor said, before he was elected. So these the people that were behind him that has an idea for America was single-payer health plan. I doubt very seriously, you know, if the ultimate goal, I mean, it's a good idea that you get taken care of. But the big thing that comes with this is control. I mean, you get total control over the folks. You can say what you want to, but when your mother, when your mother's going through or your child's going through sickness, you have a huge, huge response. A huge response. What are you going to do? You're going to let your child die? You're going to let your mother die? I mean, you know, are you going to go through this torment in your own body? You're going to be willing to limp for the rest of your life? Or you're going to, you know, you're going to just cut your life short? In most people's lives, you have to understand the fact that we're living as long as we live today, you know, outside of Methuselah and things that happened in history, you know, most people didn't make it past 40 years old. I mean, they died early. And now that we're living twice that, we won't even live longer. And it's like, why don't we just live whatever we live? Why don't we live it for God as Christians? Mm-hmm. And so when this is what he said right up front. And I think he's just holding fast to what he wanted to do, or at least those that selected him wanted to do, was we want a single payer health plan. This is what single payer health plan means. It means the government pays for it all. And the government makes no money. They don't have businesses. They don't have stock. They don't grow something. They take money from you, which means they have to tax you more to be able to pay for what you're paying for. In other words, you give me your money, and I'll manage it better than you. That's it. You give me your money, and I, the government, can manage it better than you. I mean, look how well I run driver's license offices. Look how well I run
the post office.
The post office. They got a profit going. Don't the post office have a profit going on?
Yeah, right. Negative.
Yeah, negative. Yeah. I mean, what about Amtrak? I mean, look how good the government's running Amtrak. That's just like, and that's got to be making money because it's still going even today, right?
Is it?
It costs more to get a ticket on Amtrak than an airplane.
Well, how about the city buses? Those all city buses make money, right? You have to understand, the government makes no money. So if they take over something, that means they're going to take more money from you to run it. And if you say, I want you to take this over, if you say that, if you jump into the mob and the organized effort and you said, you know, finally, the pressure was too bad. I felt like I was going to lose my surgery and everything. You had me so fearful with this new, Affordable Health Care Act. Just take it over. Make sure I get a doctor. Make sure I get my meds. You know, make sure this goes on and that I don't have to worry about this no more. Here, just be a king for us. We want a king like everyone else. It's like SOS, you know. You know, it's going to be Saul or Samuel or Saul. We're being organized. We're being organized to that point. To that point right now. And people are not even paying attention because they're focusing on, oh, I'm going to get fined and my business is going to be taxed, and I might not get, they're dropping me from my insurance policy. And you got all this Alinsky stuff going on in your life because they've strategized, they've organized, they've polarized, they've targeted, they got the tension, they got the strife, they got the fear going. And this is what's going to happen. Then all of a sudden they'll go, listen, we got a solution. My name is Hitler. No, we got a solution. We're going to take care of this for you. Let's just erase all that. Let's just do over. And we'll have a single payer plan. We'll just throw out this website. We'll throw out all this stuff. Everybody that's in the medical industry, you now work for the government. This is an emergency. You work for the government. We're going to solve all this, and we're going to raise up new doctors in white coats. And we're going to pay them, and we're going to tell them. And we're going to talk about in the next program. We got four programs back to back. You got to get it. FCC and FDA has come together, the Federal Communication Commission and the Food and Drug Administration, to do one thing, to begin to take over your life. Your breath, your heartbeat, your blood pressure to the T. We're just, the whole program appears to be, you know, focusing on this because you're a few days away before you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to make a decision about what you're going to do. A law is a law. And based on our understanding of the law, at the beginning of the year, you're going to have to make a decision to register for the affordable health care. And if you don't, you can be fined. But we will play in today's program. You'll be able to see it on the VFN Torch if you're not watching us on Christian Television Network. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch and watch a 2.5, almost 3 minutes segment about explaining Obamacare 101, basically, or Affordable Health Care Act. But understand, it has nothing to really do. It's not about Obamacare. It's not about Affordable Health Care, so AHC insurance. It's really about OPM insurance, which is people didn't vote. They don't care what you call it. This is what they voted for. They voted for OPM insurance. And business sectors taught that for years. You know, how you make money with OPM, you know, and that stands for other people's money. The Wall Street, they work off of OPM, not OPM like the drug, but opium. They work off other people's money. They make their money off other people's money. Mm-hmm. The government works off of opium, OPM, you know, other people's money. And so the mentality of folks today is like, hey, I don't mind you taking care of me as long as it's OPM insurance, other people's money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you got to be honest, they didn't vote for Obamacare. They didn't vote for Affordable Health Care Act. They didn't vote against anything. They voted for OPM insurance, other people's money. But what they found out that it was MMP. MMP, mm-hmm. Which is what? My money.
Payment?
No, my money. Policy. It's my money policy. But it's like it just really hit them. Seriously. They're voting for OPM, other people's money. Says, I don't mind if your money takes care of me. It's amazing. I don't have a problem with that at all. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think I'll go to tonight, sleep pretty well, mm-hmm. knowing that you're working really hard and that you're going to put your money in the government and the government's going to take care of me. I mean, come on. I mean, that's like parenting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so, but when they woke up, they found out that it was my money policy. And so now the president's dropping, the only person lower than him in the political polls now, which I think is just another thing, you know, technopoly type concept, mm-hmm. but is President Nixon, who finally just left. Yeah. I guarantee this and organizers don't leave. Things are going really good and everything's really polarized. Yeah. There's friction going on and all. And so... the reason why the popularity is dropping, I believe, is because of people are finding out this is not OPM insurance. This is MMP. This is my money paying the policy. And I wanted a free lunch. I just thought I would be taken care of. I mean, I believe that. And they really did. They really believe that. And that's what they were told. That's the reason why, by the way. And so what you're seeing is you're seeing America organized. We're being organized. This is just basic Alinsky tactics 101, rules for radicals tactics. It's written in the rules of radicals, but we also talked about it in children of the day versus children of the night. We broke them down 13 tactics, the dark tactic versus the light tactic. And as Christians, we need to know how we should respond. We got to respond in a way that God would want us to, because if somebody is marching down the street in the name of Jesus saying, I don't think you should take care of folks, I mean, that's not going to go over well. You know, as they say in Alabama, you know, that dog don't hunt. It's not going to work. I mean, you're just buying into the polarization, so you look like a fool, you know, out there, because you're denying somebody's mother getting surgery. The thing is that people need to be taken care of from a Christian perspective, but how do we do that? Do we just surrender over our entire nation so she can get surgery? Or do we humble ourselves, turn to God, repent from our wicked ways, and say, God, give us wisdom on how we can begin to build hospitals and meet needs and change laws and change policies that that meet this need for this particular lady who needs surgery, or this child who needs something. And but that requires self-sacrifice. But the thing about being organized, this is what I've been trying to talk about in this context of this, is that you don't really talk about what you want to happen when you're organizing folks in this kind of Alinsky methodology. You just get them all focused up. And, you know, I got to tell you, the reason why I can tell you this is because we had an organizer come to a church that I was attending the same way Alinsky, Saul Alinsky, went to Hillary Clinton's church and got me involved based on the leadership of the church at the time and in community organizing, because they didn't say this is our ultimate goal. They said, hey, I'm sure you got some needs somewhere in the community and we can show you how to do this. And it seemed like it was a good thing, but the ultimate thing was to organize the nation and how it's going today. And of course I immediately just thought, not part of that. And so we're being organized. They don't say what their ultimate intentions are. They wait for that moment, that key moment when you drop the bomb, when you drop the real deal, and people have to be crying out. They have to be begging for it. It's like the salesperson says, you have to take the sell away from them. You have to have them ask for it. And that's when they actually buy the product. Well, this is what they're doing. Linsky's tactics are is you make them feel like they're about to lose everything. And, you know, everybody's polarized. And so you have right now polarization going on in America between, you know, the people who thought it should be OPM insurance, other people's money, and the other people who said, you know, you should just work hard and pay your bills or whatever. Well, what I just saw this week, December the 6th, I had a meeting in Washington, D.C., where the Federal Communication Commission and the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is coming together for healthcare. Let me tell you in a nutshell what they're planning on doing. They're planning on using your mobile devices to manage your healthcare, to take your blood pressure, to your heart rate, tell you when to take meds, when not to take meds, what diet you need to be on. Can you imagine sitting there like, put that burger down?
Oh, wow. That's probably what your phone's doing.
Yes. Exercise. You know, exercise.
Isn't that something?
And it's like,
if they're going to provide the healthcare, they're going to make sure they manage you right.
Well, that's the whole thing. And it's, the thing is that just that alone, but you have to understand at that point, not only now is the money being taken, 100% tax or such high tax that you can't, you know, that, which means that's who controls the vision. Now you're going to be managed and you're going to be controlled. Mm. And imagine all of a sudden, and then understand this data is going to your government doctor now, who is now being led by a medical czar with a death panel. And you get a text that says, too much spice in your turkey.
No more cayenne.
You get a text that says, okay, we've noticed a combination of things taking place in your grid. One, it's Friday. Two, this is your fifth Friday in a row that you've ordered pizza and hot wings.
More like 100.
Third, we've noticed your bio results that are coming over your phone, that you are increasing and increasing and increasing your carbohydrates, causing you to move up 20% in your BMI and your body mass indicator. And you need to report to the doctor immediately for new instructions because you are affecting the bottom line of our nation. I was just like, wow. How is he going to get his hot wings? I mean, they're going to like, no, they're going to be sneaking around. There was a day people snuck around and did like drugs or something. And now they're like, I'm going to get me some hot wings. Cover me, man. Take my phone. You go over there to that salad bar. I'm going to go get some dessert. I mean, seriously, that's what they talked about. And they said so the FCC has to give the rights for that kind of technology to be able to communicate in a spectrum, as they put it, of communication. So the FCC is already working on with companies who are developing apps that they have labels, like you have labels for soups and food or whatever. And it says about this particular app, medical app, that you can trust this app that will talk to your doctor, their doctor and their hospital. Mm-hmm. And it's like, not only now is your money going to be taken from you, but your very life's going to be managed. It's the ultimate when you're in the camp as a Jew or somebody that had marked you for whatever reason in the community, and they put a number on your wrist when you're in the concentration camp. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, Joanne's working with folks up there right now, and give a shout out to Joanne this morning in New York in Presbyterian Hospital of Jews that were in that had the tattoo. Well, today it's going to be, I mean, it's something you carry with you, but it won't be long before you won't carry it with you. But it's going to communicate continually about it's just for your health, you know. It's just for your health. And
well, even the microwave, remember the microwave had the healthcare.gov or something on stamped on the microwave.
Yeah. All right. And by the way, I do want to give a shout out to Najina this morning in Houston. Think about you often. Thanks for your encouragement out there and in your prayers. And I wish you could have sang it to me, by the way. The the microwave. I got a microwave, and they deliver it. And it was a great microwave. It was the best GE, which is, you know, MSNBC, NBC. It's the same company.
Oh, wow.
That but it had everything on it. All, I mean, it does everything for you. But it had one button on there that said food.gov or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, give me the cheesy one. I am not going to put something in my house. Because you think, but it's going to communicate. That kind of stuff's going to communicate. They're going to know when you slide that frozen pizza in that oven. Right? Every pepperoni's going to have a chip in it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, think about it. Because if you're buying in and saying, let the blood of this nation be on our head, let the blood of our founding fathers be on our head, let all those that labored and pray and fought for this country and the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, let's just pull God out of this country. We're going to end up in servitude. And this is the new way of servitude. It's not going to be the old way of having to do it with a pencil and paper and numbering and that type of thing and big walls. Now you can be managed like somebody put on probation. They took an anklet on them, and they know how far they're away from their house or not. And they track dogs now. And now people just don't. They're so attached to their devices, they don't let it go, so they're tracking you.
Mm.
And so now FCC is merging with the FDA, and they're having a bookseller conference. And they're having people come in, and they're just like showing all the what federal office calls in folks. Come here, let me show the FCC, bringing folks in, explaining about new apps that are coming out to manage your health. And I want to talk to you because they're polarizing right now. They specifically said on this, and we'll make it available to you, the whole conference they did or the whole expo that they did on the VFN Torch. But you got to watch, you got to listen intently, understand this is the future of healthcare. But if they polarize now the nation, just like they wanted to, they polarized it into people who say, this is great. Yeah, I want people to tell me what to eat and how much carbs to eat and take care of me and do everything to be digital and data. But the other side's going, I want to go to a doctor and talk to my doctor about personal things. I want to pay my doctor, and that's just between me and my doctor. And they split this country, you know, right down the middle with that. And that's the ultimate goal.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, then the friction will come up, and it's like, what's going to happen with the discomfort? Will we say, like the mob, let this healthcare policy be on our head. Let the health and the freedom of our nation be given up. And we're talking about the healthcare, the Affordable Healthcare Act, because in a couple of days, you are going to have to do something. If you don't, you can be fined. And we're going to show you in our next program, or you can hear or go to the VFN Torch and see it by going to vfntv.com, a 3-minute video that explains it like a simple whiteboard drawing. You're like, this is what you got to do. But what's really going on? Because we want to always talk about, you know, what's God's news behind the news? What's really happening? And what's happening is America's being organized. America is being organized for a reason. And the question is, what for and why? And God's folks right now are in rebellion to God. The people in America who call ourselves Christians, rebellion means resistance to any control or authority, that we're not following the Lord fully. The largest percentage of Christians who profess to be Christians, we're not living ourselves, walking ourselves rightly before God with our eyes and our heart and our choices. Marriage, even though it's opposite genders, marrying each other, not walking as God says it needs to walk. Families not functioning the way family says it functions. The church gatherings are not happening. We deny the fivefold ministry and the gifts that God's given to the church to be able to train us up. We don't want to be trained up, especially for works of service. 95% of Americans won't win one person to the Lord they won't introduce Jesus to anybody in their entire lifetime.
Mm.
97% are robbing from God with the tithes and offerings, according to George Barna. 81% are not even picking up their Bibles. Out of the 19% that are, only 3% are actually doing what God's word says. So listen, you can't blame this on the world. The question is, we have to say, why is God allowing this? What's happening here? What's taking place here? And what's taking place is that we've turned against God in the way that we live our lives, and we're trying to resolve things politically, trying to resolve things You know, we're trying to organize. You have people trying to, you know, flesh organize it against flesh. When God's established our current president, he's a set man. He is set by God. There's no way that one man and one world could come together so quickly to for things to unfold so quickly unless God's going, I've had it. I've had it. You know, I'm going to increase. This is going to be Jehoiakim. Josiah, you got after you. I'm going to let this thing go. But I'm going to put Jehoiakim in place. And that was Josiah's son. You can learn about this in the Old Testament. And the next son, this guy, his name from Egypt. But that was all ordained by God. God will take put taskmasters over his own people as leaders who rebel against him. Not to destroy his people, but to help us learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. And and that's been the pattern of God. I know it's kind of a shocker. But if the 81% will pick up their Bible and read them, if the 19% will read it as authentic and not as a theory, mm-hmm. you know, God's the same yesterday and today and forever. And so the question that we ask ourselves when we're seeing the nation organized and we're about to enter in and surrender our freedom, this is what's going on. Because unless you're willing to die, and this is that's what you're supposed to do anyway as a Christian. You're not supposed to be an intentional martyr. You're not supposed to be masochistic. But you're actually okay with death. It's not something that you're afraid of. He says if we only live for this life alone, Paul said, we should be pitied more than anybody else. But so many Christians, American Christians, or self-professed Christians, are just living for now. They're trying to, I just can't wait till this administration is over. We're like, what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when the next president, the next president, the next president, if there is one? What?
Judge and talk about that one too.
Jiminy, rebellious crickets. Listen, God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and he wants you, as we talked about Jonah, to repent and wake up and go to the nation and say, and this is what David said. David said when he finally came to the conclusion that he was Jonah, when he came to the conclusion that the suffrage was taking place and his own life was being crushed, not because of the political system, but because he sinned against God and God only. He said, God, I've sinned against you and you only. Forgive me. If you'll restore me, if you'll cleanse me, if you'll forgive my sins, I will be like a Jonah. I'll go out and teach other people your ways. I mean, he saw the place of brokenness. He saw from the place of sin, from the place of a murder on him, when he saw from the place of a dead child on him, a broken family on him, and now, you know, connected to that because he married the wife of the man that he killed. I mean, he's just ever before him. And he's still standing in all that wrong. He looked to God and he said, I've sinned against you. I sinned against you and you only. Forgive me. If you'll forgive me, if you'll cleanse me with hyssop, if you will take the blood of Jesus and cleanse me and remove my sin, it's no longer about me. He kept on talking. He says, because I will go teach others your ways. And so many people, narcissism got them in. Self-focus got them in. Idolatry got them in. And they're trying to figure out how come idolatry can't get me out. And God mm-hmm. says, it's not about you. But if you will lay down your life for me, if you will repent and understand, you've got to go tell them about me like David did. And now David is the lineage of Jesus Christ. I mean, mm-hmm. all the way. And so that's where we are. This is what God says. If you, then I. If you, then I. When I send a taskmaster for a leader over you and begin to show you rattle chains that can enslave you as a nation, threaten to snatch your constitution, which all is what you're made up of as a nation and the original intent away from you. If you, then I. If you repent, if you do what David did, then guess what? I'll let you have your nation. I can raise them up and I can take them down. I can change. I can do things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm God. That's what he would say. But if you keep on turning to Saul, you keep on turning to government and keep complaining and focusing on them, you're missing the whole thing. But this particular leadership that's really all over the world and a lot of us integrated into our nation, and which our president is not the only one leading. He's leading with a whole team that selected him, according to his pastor, mm-hmm. Pastor Wright, that they have a desire to be able to manage the health care. But the whole thing is whoever controls the money controls the vision. And when you turn over the whole economy to a government, at that point, it's no longer a presidency. It's more of a king. Because they control what happens, where the money goes. And we get, remember, it wasn't long ago we declared our independence from a king. We've been gone just long enough to forget that was actually reality. It wasn't just some figment of our imagination. And this is how, when things get organized, this is what always happens. It's been happening for so long. It happened to Jesus when he was in the wilderness in Matthew or in Luke chapter 4. He talks about it when the Holy Spirit led Jesus in the wilderness to be able to be tempted by the evil one. And exactly what God says to us about repentance, the devil said to Jesus, he says, if you, then I. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to be turned to bread. Jesus replied, it is written, man does not live by bread alone. Again and again, he says, if you, then I. And it's so amazing that God's looking, it's us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's us. What are we going to do with what God's given us? And ultimately, Satan says to Jesus, I will give you, see all this? You see all of this? I'll give it all to you. All of its splendor, all of its glory. All you have to do is sign over the nation to me. Sign over every dollar that you'll ever earn. Sign over your health care. This is what health means. How you breathe, whether your heart's beating or not, whether you need medication or whether you need euthanization. Mm. Whether you shall live or shall not live. Mm. Whether you shall have a quality of life or not have a quality of life. Whether you should limp or you should not limp. I mean, the very food that you eat, the very physical effort and energy that you exert, and the very fact that even now in Belgium, on both ends of the spectrum, three, one in the womb, one out of the womb. Now they're actually wanting to euthanize children that are alive, and they are already euthanizing the adults already. We need to wake up. In our next, make sure you catch us in our last part of the program today, our four programs back to back, because we're going to share with you the details of what you need to do, but the most of all, what we need to do with this healthcare situation. We need to say, dear God, what have we done? Have we sinned against you? Forgive us and return back to God and not give up our freedoms. But we will explain in a 3-minute video how you need to respond to the law that's out there. We're talking about the healthcare, the government healthcare called Affordable Care Healthcare Act, because you have a couple days away, and maybe it's already passed. When you're listening to this, maybe it's passed already, and so you're understanding there was a law that said that you had to do something by a certain day. And if you didn't do it, you're going to be fined, and you can suffer things. And the biggest thing that you hear young people, because what young people are finding out, as we've been talking about, they didn't sign up for Obamacare. They didn't sign up for Affordable Health Care Act. They signed up for OPM insurance, and that stands for other people's money. And what they're finding out, the reason why they're young people who overwhelmingly, supposedly overwhelmingly supported our current president to get in, They're saying they're not supporting this because they realize it's not other people's money. It's MMP. It's my money for my policy. And which is a shocker. It's like, you didn't think you were going to have to contribute anything at all. And you have to actually have money paid in by a certain date, not just because you sign up for it. And all 75 that signed up for it, they still got to pay some money. I don't know how many it is. And but the whole thing is that government makes no money. They make no money. They don't grow anything. They don't
produce anything.
They don't have a store yet. They don't have they don't make money. So if they actually take on another business like a healthcare, understand, then they will take money from you as a person who earns money, so they can actually do what they do. It's called taxes. And but what you're finding out is, I just wanted to be fair, man. Everybody's going to have to pay for it. And the young people are finding out, I'm going to have to pay for her MRI. And you got to hear all the talks that we had today. You'll be so surprised, because they're working on tracking devices now that will basically monitor your heart, your blood pressure. And we have all the sources available for you. So as you can share this with your friends about if we're going to take care of your health care, we're going to watch this bottom line. As a matter of fact, we're going to watch your bottom. we're going to watch everything that happens, All of a sudden you get a text that comes in. You need to come in and see the doctor. we notice that, and then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden you get a reading. And it says, we notice you have whatever, cholesterol's high, mm-hmm. you got a little blood, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden they just tell you, it just tells you, you get a text, come see your doctor. And that program sets everything up, and you have somebody stand there like an assembly line and say, come on in. Pull a number. This is like tag office. I'm at the tag officer. It's like kidney replacements on that line, heart transplants on this line.
Wow.
I need to have a question. Back of the line, ma'am. I'm tired. I just back of the line. I don't know. Right? So what happens?
Yeah. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
I went to the dentist and I was thinking, my goodness, I'm glad this is still private. You know, imagine what it would be like if the government ran the dentist's office. I mean,
however,
that was an experience.
However, I do say that in regards to a VA, my experience with VA, we can all learn a lot from being respectful to patients, and we hear things like thank you, and
well, that's
we're
good.
We're honored. Thank you that you for serving our nation. How can I help you? Is that okay? It's amazing.
That's good.
And it's just like you're going into a different zone when you go to the VA, and that's government ran, but it's military mindset, and so you have to have a kind of discipline. And these are military folks. And so here we are today. We're being organized, and it's being organized for this reason. I believe for exactly what our president said when he was running for office. He believes there needs to be a single-payer health care plan. And the definition of that is you pay your money to the government, and they pay your doctor. They pay the doctor. It won't be your doctor anymore. Which means is they take your money, and they tell you how they're going to spend it. And your assumption is, and it's so funny, when you watch folks that say, you know, we're going to get a divorce and because we argue over everything. And then you say, well, what about the kids? And they'll say, oh, we worked that out. I'm like, okay, you can't figure out when you're going to have dinner. You can't even figure out what the temperature needs to be in the house while you're living together. And you're fixing to abandon your kids to something you say you can't even live with yourself, and you're going to make them live with them. And you say you've got this all worked out between you. You're running. You're running from responsibility. You're running from integrity. You're running from what your kids are going to need you to do. And right now, if we make this decision to be organized and buy into this, we're running from what it requires to have a free nation. We're running from the responsibility it takes for us to participate in this thing called America. And we could easily do it. We could easily do it. And in part of that technology discussion we had in our previous program, four programs back to back, you got to get them. We talked about this healthcare the whole time. Is they're pushing this blue button. They even wear pens on their shirt at the FCC, mind you. Wears a lapel pin that represents you, all your medical, everything that ever happened to you, ever. And all you gotta do is push this one button, and everything, all your information, all your x-rays, all your data, everything gets downloaded into your possessions. And so he says, well, this is my concern. This guy's interviewing. You can see this whole interview. What about the safety of that? What about, you know, what's going to happen to that, you know? And it was, this was a studied response. It was like a flow. Mm-hmm. I mean, she must have went to a class, how to respond to this question. And he was saying, like, this, that people could find out about everything about you. And she says, well, once it's in your possession, that's another topic. Mm-hmm. And once it's in your possession, and the semantics she used is, we no longer have responsibility for it anymore. The thing about it, the way technology works, if you put all your medical stuff on your computer and you're hooked up online, it's available to the world.
It's out there.
It's out there. And so it can be mined. And like gold could be mined. It could be mined. And I was like, wow. So you're going to dump everybody's medical stuff onto their computers. And the big thing they're talking about, put it on the mobile devices. Put everything on the mobile phone. She's that way when you walk up to your doctor and you got three kids, you know, when they sneezed last, when they got their last shots, and you know, what they have for this one and what kind of food allergy they have. And it's like, but everybody else, I mean, that's, and so does Snowden know. You know, Snowden knows. And think about it. So what Snowden represents right now, he's telling us, is that if we put everything digitized like they're doing and gonna do and heading in that direction, that means people like Snowden is saying that the one that took the NSA's data and went to Russia right now, which is being proven true, it looks like, because now that the federal judge is ruling that this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights, is that all your health care is going to be out there. And now you can see it now. Not only can you sign up to go search, you're going to hire someone and say, hey, you can search for their record, criminal history, or whatever. But now you're going to be able to search for another line for an extra $10. We'll tell you their medical history. I mean, you can see it happen. Say, well, I'm not going to hire that because the person's going to be whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, the reason why it's going in this direction, what is the reason why it's going in this direction? It's going because our freedom is about, it is on the brink of being lost. Now, the church is going to live. As a matter of fact, it will thrive under this. Right now, it's going to sleep under this freedom. But we can wake up in this, and I say, why not? Let's just wake up in this, you know? Let's just, please. I mean, why do we want to waste such freedom that we can be as blessed as God and use our blessing? And the thing is why this has happened is because we've chosen to use our freedom, our blessing, and our financial resources that God has blessed us with. We chose not to acknowledge him with them. We chose not to bless others with them. And we chose not to honor him with them, period. And so, hey, but why should he keep, you know, we took away his mm-hmm. acknowledgement, which is how he turns over a nation to the judgment of withdrawing his presence. And it's a pretty dangerous time. So I want to be able to play this video so you can hear this. After the break, or we have to do it?
We can do it now.
Okay. And I want you to see this because this is Affordable Health Care Act 101. This is what you have to do by the first. If you don't do this by the first, then you can be penalized according to the laws that are out there. And it spells it out pretty quickly, and we will come back from the break and talk more about it.
Let's talk about the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and what it means for you. Say you've got private health insurance already. Maybe you have it through your job or your parents. Obamacare means you get a host of new benefits and protections. For example, insurance companies are now required to cover women's wellness visits, mammograms, birth control for women, immunizations for kids, all without charging you a penny more. That means no extra copays or fees. Young adults can now stay on their parents' plan until they turn 26. Insurance companies can't limit the amount of care they'll cover over your lifetime. Also, if your insurance company spends more than 20% of your premium dollars on overhead, stuff like CEO salaries, marketing, administrative costs, they have to send you a refund for the difference. In January, that list of benefits gets even longer. It will be illegal to charge you higher premiums or refuse coverage because you get sick or have been in the past. Charging women more than men for the exact same coverage, also illegal. No more deciphering page after page of jargony paperwork from your insurance company to determine what they will or won't cover. Instead, you'll get a short, plain language summary of your benefits and coverage. Easy, right? You can learn more at healthcare.gov. Okay, what about the folks without health insurance or people who buy coverage on their own? Here's what Obamacare has for you. A new, simple way to buy affordable, high-quality health insurance. Starting October 1st, you can go to healthcare.gov and use the new health insurance marketplace to see all of the health plans available in your area and sign up for the one that fits your needs and your budget. You can also find out if you're eligible to pay less for private health insurance or whether you qualify for other free or low-cost programs. All the plans in the marketplace are required to cover a core set of essential health benefits: doctor's visits, emergency care, prescriptions and lab tests, rehab for illness or injury, mental health services. They all come standard. Plus, all those benefits and protections available to people who already have insurance, no-cost preventive care, coverage for pre-existing conditions, accountability for insurance companies, you get all of that too. You can apply for marketplace coverage four ways: online at healthcare.gov, by mail, on the phone, or in person. And open enrollment starts October 1st. You can learn more right now by visiting healthcare.gov or calling 1-800-318-2596. So here's the bottom line. Whether you need health coverage or you have it already, the Affordable Care Act offers new rights and protections that make coverage fairer and easier to understand.
Well, there you go. Very short period of time, except for the fact that, of course, October 1st has come and gone, and the healthcare.gov site hasn't really worked to its fullest potential, but I believe it's working better now. That's what you need to do to be able to fulfill the requirements that they're talking about. But I do want to say this. The simple form I see it is this. It's going to say, they said one simple form to fill out to show you, well, to show you what your coverage is.
Benefits.
And it's going to say this. It's going to say, first blank says, send us your money. And the second part of the form is, and we'll tell you how we're going to take care of you.
Mm.
That's it. Mm. And how we're going to take care of you is based on how much money you send us. That's boils down to that.
Yeah.
And so if we turn this over to the government, if we turn this over to the driver's license office, understand it's going to be like the driver's license office. If we turn it over to the post office, it's going to be like the post office. And if we turn this over, that's how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the decision we want to make, to single payer plan? Because that's where we're going. If we take this step instead of saying, dear God, forgive us. You said, if we, then you. Well, here we are, God. Forgive us, Lord. We've sinned against you. We want sick folks to be taken care of. We want to find a way. As a matter of fact, we're going to begin to go visit the sick people in our community and pray that you would heal them, help meet their needs, take care of the homeless and the orphan. That's how it's going to happen. If we don't do what we're called to do, then God will raise somebody up to do that. What we don't do by choice, he will do by force, because he's a loving, we're hoping and we're seeking the Lord to know what to share with you, because there's something about VFN Radio, VFN TV, that it's fresh. We're talking about a now thing. This is not a pre-recorded episode. If I stuck my hand out the window or the door, you could actually probably see it on Google Maps as we talk about, or Google whatever. And because you need to know now what to do. And right now, as we've been talking about, we are facing a huge dilemma. And we're being organized. We're being polarized. Things are being targeted. People are buying in. They're buying in, as I began this whole conversation today in the four programs back to back. They're buying into the argument. It's just like, man, it's like puppets. It's so easy. It's just like treats. You know, you put one treat out for the dog and say, roll over. Put another treat out, you know, and you say, sit up. And you put another treat out and you say, lay down. And it's like, that's what America's been doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Christians included. It's like one stimulus package and you roll over. Another stimulus package and you lay down. You know, and it's just like, what are you doing? We're not supposed to be led by our flesh. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit. What is God wanting us to do? What are we supposed to do? As we talked about Technopoly the last 2 days, understand is we had to ask ourselves, they're wanting to bring this technology into medicine. They want the government to take over medicine. And they can do all this stuff they're saying, but we're not asking ourselves the question, what will America be like after we bite this technology, after we buy into this whole methodology of providing healthcare? Because in 10 years, we will not have America plus government healthcare. We'll have a total new America. And that's what we talked about. That's what Postman was talking about in his book, Technology, Technopoly, and how technology has become a new religion. And now this is what they're saying, that we found a way through technology to take care of your health care.
Mm.
We got to get rid of all this paperwork and all these different things and just go digital. Go data. You'll be a data entry. And we'll let you know. We'll notify you. We'll send you little reminders and stuff when to get your annual checkup and what to do and what not to eat and where to walk and that type of thing. We have the technology. And we're not asking ourselves this question. America, we're not asking ourselves the question that Neil Postman wrote about in his book, Technopoly, where technology has become our new religion of America. You got to hear that, because healthcare, you listen to it before we bite the bullet all the way here, that what's America going to be like when we take in this technology? When we say, here I am, put me on the grid, you know, when I breathe, when I eat, when I exercise, what my blood pressure is, you know, what my DNA is, as a matter of fact, what my DNA is before I'm born, so that you can take me out and not have a medical problem with me, because you'll know that I have a chromosome missing or something. And so to save money on the bottom line, then we'll terminate.
Hmm.
You'll terminate me in the womb. Or as in Belgium, they are euthanizing children. Now, they just voted to euthanize children if the child feels that they want their life to end because they're suffering. I mean, what child? I mean, we heard it in a whole segment. Hopefully, it's a related segment here. But, I mean, children think their life is over when you tell them to clean their room. You know,
they can't play.
Euthanize
Wii.
Me.
All right, euthanize me out.
You know, ask a child, you know, what do you think? And then go with it. I mean, you can ask what they think, but you know, you're not planning on making life decisions. You're not seeking counsel with a 5-year-old.
Life ending decisions.
Yeah, we've seen folks who are like, I just went and talked to my 5-year-old and we decided, I think that's his God.
Yeah.
Like, are you a congressman today? And so what is America going to be like if we say yes? And understand right now, Time Magazine, maybe the number one man of the year is the Pope or something. Time? But in running was another particular man. The third man was Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz was standing up for the original tent of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
He was standing up for, like, you want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be free. Don't give up these freedoms. You're giving up these freedoms. He wasn't saying people, and that's just why we got to, as Christians, we've got to be careful what we say, because people will say that. So you're not trying to take care of people. No, the first thing you need to say in your speech is to say, I'm sorry, we have failed as the church. We have not honored God. We have not acknowledged God. And we haven't done what God expects from us in this nation. And we're going to repent, which means not only are we going to acknowledge we've done wrong, but we're going to do right. And in that, you're going to start seeing hospitals be built. You're going to start, because you're going to start seeing people quit robbing from God. I mean, I think 97%. We're paying $1.3 million per baptized believer. Come on. Like, there's funds there to be able to build these hospitals and all. And if we do that, and what I saw was, and it doesn't look like we're going to get to Hutch probably, mm-hmm. What I saw was that even though America, this is what God has shown me, even though America was, how do I put this? Even though people kept on trying to put America in chains, she'd break loose. And they try to chain her again, and she'd break loose. I mean, this is not, understand, God's full of mercy. But we got to stand up and realize we can't be organized to the point where we're in some mob somewhere with some person who says they're doing some social justice movement who's standing up and saying, crucify God, crucify Jesus, crucify the nation, crucify the Constitution, crucify the Declaration of Independence, crucify the Ten Commandments, crucify the Civil Rights, crucify, and all of a sudden you're going, yeah, and let the blood of it be on our head. And it's like, what are you doing?
Wow.
God's given us this nation. We are being organized. You have to be your own man in God. You can't just follow the cows. You can't just follow the herd. You have to understand you're going to be held accountable. This is not collective salvation. You're going to be held personally accountable in your life before the throne of God. You're not going to be there with your husband, your wife, your child, your pastor, you know, your nation, your president, or your peoples, or whatever. You're going to be there all alone before God, answering for your life. And you've got to understand, and that's why we're here to tell you, you got to do what's right. This is what God said to Cain. God said to Cain, he was walking around all downcast about the health care and the state of the nation and job loss. No, he wasn't. He was walking around downcast because he had envy in his heart. And that's really what the root of all this is, idolatry and envy and pride and self-awareness. And God just said to Cain, why are you walking around so downcast? Why do you think the answer is political? Why don't you, Cain, just go do what's right? Because America, sin is crouching at your door, wanting to devour you. The question is, are you going to go kill this country? Are you going to do what's right? Are you going to drive a rock through the head of the American Abel? Or are you just going to do what's right? And he went on and said, you know what? Even though I know that, I'm going to go kill my brother. I'm going to kill this nation because it's all about me. As long as I have health care for the next 10, 20 years, as long as my stuff and my things are taken care of, as long as I get my SNAP card coming in right on time, I'm totally okay. By the way, which will come by text really soon. Understand this. God's saying to us right now as Christian Americans, wake up, Jonah. Do what I said. And do what's right. Begin to abide with me. Begin to spend time with me, and I will lead you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. If you don't know how to abide, we have a plan waiting for you at iabide.org. Sign up also for our newsletter at VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner. Sign up. We got a free gift waiting for you. Understand, it's called The Torch. You need to stay informed. Every second counts. We need to be organized by Jesus. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.